It's time for Big Blue Kickoff Live. Only on Giants.com.
Manning back, steps up, heaves one down the middle of the field, into the end zone, and Nix makes the catch for the touchdown! He went up with the big hands and caught it on the Hail Mary!
Boots one, returnable for Williams from his own 20. Lost the ball, and the Giants say they have it, and they do! Devin Thomas recovered it, but the rookie Jaquan Williams punched it out.
Manning out of the shotgun set, he's back to throw. Finds the pocket, deep ball down the left sideline, and it's going to be caught. Was he inbounds? Yes! Manningham on the sideline. Brady's under pressure, Brady's chased, Brady heaves one down the middle of the field into the end zone, a jump ball, and it's incomplete, and the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
Now, here's your host, John Schmell.
Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com, 201-939-4513, 201-939-4513. Sorry for the delay in the start here, folks. We had a trying to get us a little special guest in here today, but we're having a little timing issue, so we tried to delay the start of the show as long as possible, but at the start, it's 10 after 10. So here we go. Big Blue Kickoff Live, Giants.com, every day from 10 to 10:30, right here on, of course, your only official source for Giants news, 24-7, 365 days a year. That's Giants.com. We're also taking your questions on Twitter today at hashtag GiantsChat, and, of course, on the telephone lines at 201-939-4513. And now we're going to welcome in a very special guest, the Giants' newest tight end. We're going to welcome in Martellus Bennett. Martellus Bennett, John Schmelk, a pleasure to meet you. Thanks for joining us today,
nice
man.
Nice to meet you as well.
Okay, you've been here working out now for a little bit. You've been here for about a week working out. What's your impressions of New York City? Your thoughts?
I love this place. I feel like I belong here. You know, from just all the different types of people and just the culture that you feel when you come to the city. I feel like it's a place that I've been missing out on, and I should have been here already. I love this building from – the food.
Food's nice, right?
The food is awesome, you know. So, and all the coaches are nice. I mean, I haven't really talked to the coaches since I've been back because of the CBA. But, you know, I just pass them in the hallway, say hi or whatever. But other than that, you know, sucks because the new CBA rules. I haven't been able to get a playbook or anything like that because I can't meet with the coaches and get started on things like that. But I have been able to go to get a lot of film and a lot of tape. So
I guess it's funny, the rules that were kind of set up to make sure you guys had enough off time in the off season ends up hurting a guy like you switching teams and you want to get an early start.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to try to write a new bill called the new guy rule. So if you're a new guy switching teams or going to a new place where you can get started with a coach earlier.
Have you had a chance to talk to Eli Manning at all since you signed your contract?
He's probably tired of me texting him. Hey, Eli, you in town? I've been trying to link up with him to get started with him early, you know. So one thing I learned in Dallas is the relationship that Witten and Romo had, you know. I'm trying to establish the same type of relationship with Eli early. So I know he's like, it's the kid. Yeah, I texted one day. He's like, it's the daughter's birthday. You know, we're just going now. I'm like, oh, my bad. Then I was like, all right. 2 days later, hey, man, where you at, man? When you coming to New York? So, I mean, he's a great guy. I mean he's always available for you to talk to him. And we had a couple of long talks about some of the things that we do here. So I'm excited about working with a great quarterback and a great guy like him.
Now, you talked about the city and why you wanted to come to New York. But why the Giants? Why did you think this was a good fit for you?
I just feel like this was the best fit with Coach Pope and the things that they do with the tight ends out here and the whole situation. It's a great organization, great team, and had a lot of things going. And I think it's a team who will always be able to compete for the Super Bowl, and that's my ultimate goal, to be part of a Super Bowl winning team.
Now, you were on the wrong side of that last year. Obviously, you know, Dallas was in first place for much of the season, and the Giants made the last run, beat the Cowboys, you know, in the final four games twice.
I was there.
I know. What is it like now kind of switching teams and being on the other side of that? Still in the division and you're going to be facing your former team twice this year and, of course, the first game of the year.
For me, it's just kind of like when you switch schools. When your parents move to a new neighborhood and you got to go to a new school, it's different teachers, different color uniforms, wherever it may be. But for me, it's more just it's a new job. You know, it's a new opportunity for me. I feel like my life is really getting started as as a person and as a football player. You know, I've been fortunate enough to play behind a guy like Jason Witten in Dallas, and I've learned a lot of things. A lot of things I've learned I haven't get a chance to showcase yet, so I feel like it's a chance for me to come into my own and establish my own legacy.
Yeah, I must imagine with Jason Witten obviously taking a lot of the snaps and being targeted as much as he is down in Dallas, he must be pretty excited to have the opportunity to be that number one guy.
Yeah, I mean, Jason deserves every target that he has. You know, the way he works and the way he goes about his job is you know, it's unmatched, you know. So there's a lot of things that I've taken from him that I look forward to bringing here to this team because Jason's one of the best to do it. So everything he got, he deserves, and I feel like I got a chance to come in and show people what I deserve too.
Now we're going to hear from the fans here. You can talk to Martellus Bennett at 201-939-4513. We're going to start with Justin in New York City. Justin, say hello to Martellus Bennett. How are you?
Marty, welcome, buddy.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, I just want to let you know we really appreciate your involvement with social media with the fans. I just want to see if you're going to continue that or if you're going to tone it back. I don't know if you've received any criticism with your involvement in Dallas, but your Instagram account is funny as hell. So we just want to keep it up, man. You're awesome, and welcome to New York and New Jersey.
All right, thank you. As far as social media, I'm no longer on Twitter or Facebook. I do receive a lot of criticism for that, and in Dallas, I recently got off. I'm still on Instagram, and I will be blogging a little bit. That way I can have complete thoughts, you know. So I'll be blogging somewhere soon. And I take a lot of pictures. I'm sort of like a photographer, so I take a lot of pictures, and I will post a lot of those. Yeah, so I will start doing all that.
Well, you know what? You don't want to limit yourself to 140 characters, so the blog's probably the way to
go. Yeah, so that way I think I'm going to start blogging a little bit because I have a lot of thoughts, deep thoughts, that I can't really just post on Twitter.
A lot of stuff, when you got to condense it, too, you try to squeeze stuff in, and then all of a sudden it gets misconstrued by people, which makes it tougher.
And plus, it's so much negativity on social media that you try to overlook it, but, I mean, so many people have so many hateful things to say to you.
A lot of haters out there.
And then you're just like, I'm not even a bad person, you know? So it's like, why are you even – you don't even know me. So, like, people are like, oh, I hope you break a leg and things like that. So you try to avoid things like that. So, I mean, for this new beginning, I didn't want any negativity in my life. You know, me and my wife just moved out here, and she's super excited, and we just want to play ball and enjoy our lives.
Now, a lot of people have to adjust to the media crush in New York City. But for a guy like you, there's no bigger scene than Dallas Cowboy football. I got to imagine the pressure in the media coming to New York isn't really going to be much of a factor for you considering what you dealt with in Dallas in your career so far.
Yeah, I'm not really worried about the media at all. I actually like the media. I think we need the media. And the things that you want to do in life, I mean, I think if you use it the right way and they try to use you, get stories, and you just got to be careful what you say. And I think it could be a positive thing and a negative thing. Of course, there's always going to be criticism to come from the media, but that's their job. And, I mean, as long as they don't talk about your family and things like that, it's cool.
Just keep it professional,
yeah, keep
right?
it professional. I mean, if I go out there and make a bad play, I'm okay with somebody right now, Martellus sucked. Because I've had worse written by me in Dallas, and they was like, oh, he only had – no catches in the game, but then when you look at the stats, I had no targets. So, I mean, it's part of the game, so it comes with the territory.
Let's go back to our phone line and say hello to Jeremy in New York. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's up? What do you have for Martellus?
I just want to let him know that I'm a very big Giants fan. I'm happy to have a good tight end on the team right now, and I want to let him know that we won a fifth championship.
Hey, I won one, too. I'm excited to be here, man. I'm so excited about playing football, man. I can't even explain it. I've been working out since January, so I'm excited to be here as well.
Why do you think it didn't all come together for you in Dallas? Was it just a matter of opportunity, you think, having Jason there?
I think every year as a player I got better. Like, working on my game, I got better. Whether my role there was mainly to block,
right.
And I became one of the best blocking tight ends in the league, if not the best. So, I just think that my role wasn't to catch 10 balls a game or 8 balls. It was more like block those games where I blocked 45 times and ran one route, you know. So I don't think people really understood what my role was on the team. I got criticized for that a lot. So, I mean, Witten had a great relationship. He's happy for me coming out here. He thinks it's going to be a great opportunity for me. And Romo, all the guys on the team love me. And, I mean, so I just think it just wasn't – right. It was a good fit, but it wasn't a perfect fit for me as far as what I wanted to do in my career.
Yeah, we have a chance to sit down with our pro personnel department before every game, and whenever they give the scouting report and individual players, they always say, Martellus Bennett, he's turned himself into one of the best blocking tight ends in football. And coming out of college, you were considered more of the pass-catching variety of tight end. You've really transformed yourself. Where do you think and why do you think you've been able to become such a good blocking tight end?
That's what they asked me to do. Whatever you ask me to do, I'm going to be the best. If it asks me to catch 15 balls, I'm going to go out there and catch 15 balls. So I'm just trying to grow as a player. I think the true tight ends, there's a lot of guys in the NFL that all they do is catch balls, and there's not that many that does both. So I think a true tight end are ones that do both. I don't think there's a such thing as a hybrid tight end. I think there's a guy who could catch and block. So.
And, of course, what Coach Coughlin wants is balance. He wants a tight end that can do both, and you seem to fit that bill pretty well.
Yeah, I think I will help out the running game a whole lot. Those times that you watch the tape in Dallas, they ran to my side almost the whole game. So I'm excited about that.
201-939-4513. Let's go to Brian in New Jersey. Brian, good morning.
Hey, Mari. Welcome to Big Blue. I think the reason the fans are so excited to have you here is because, you know, we've heard for years, we've watched you obviously for years on the wrong side, on the dark side, but we've heard how, you know, you haven't reached the potential yet that you have. Do you think you could reach that potential that year? You mentioned, you know, working with Chase and Wayne. You think you could reach that high-quality potential with Big Blue, with the formula the Giants proposed?
Well, potential is not a word that I like. I think potential is like a word of untapped talent. I think I work on my game every single day. I just think that once I'm in a role to do the things that people know that I could do, I would succeed. So it's just about being put in a situation that I could be successful in. So I think coming here put me in that situation, and I'm looking forward to getting out there and being y'all Pro Bowl tight end in the future.
Do you think Gilbride will put you in that situation?
Yes, yes, sir. So I do. I do believe that. Otherwise, I wouldn't have came. So I do believe
that. That's a good point. We wish you the best of luck, and we hope for another championship.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, 201-939-4513. Zeke's down in Virginia. Zeke, good morning. How are you?
Hey, how y'all doing today, man?
Good, Zeke. What's up, pal?
Martellus, I'd like to ask you, I've been watching you, of course, when you was at Dallas Cowboys, and sometimes when you played the Giants, you used to burn us up, man. I'm going to let you know that now. So I would like to know, what are you doing this offseason? You say you've been working on your game every day. What have you been doing? Are you getting with Eli Manning? You know, are you running routes, like, you know, every day to make yourself better and try to get a long-term contract with the Giants?
Well, what I changed I haven't been able to link up with Eli like we was talking about earlier because he's been wherever and I signed late, and he's just like, he'll be up here in April. So I talked to him often. But earlier this summer, I was in Miami with Drew Staton and a bunch of guys. All we did, I've just been working on a lot of route running and skill work. The physical part is easy for me, so I've just been working on my technical side, whether it's footwork in my routes, releases, and things like that. So that's what I've been doing most of the summer, as well as a lot of speed training. So actually, I've been traveling, working out with a lot of guys, and I've been watching tape since forever. So, like, one of my best friends in the league is Brandon, so Brandon Marshall. So we always link up, and we talk football all day. Basically, I've just been working on my all-around game and all-around skill level, whether it's the new Nike Vision thing that's out, the technology they use for catching, and which is very, very hard. But
what does it do, the Nike Vision?
So it's like takeaway, like, so they do a test, and it takes parts of your eyes. Like, say your depth perception is bad. It'll have different techniques to make that better.
Really?
So yeah.
Interesting.
So it's kind of weird. So it takes your eyes weakness and you work on those, and everybody has a weakness somewhere in the eyes or whatever. So you know what to work on. But basically, I've just been working on my. I've been trying. My thing is, I want to be great. I don't want to be good. I don't want to be okay. I want to be great. You know. So I'm gonna do everything I can to be great. And I think you will see. I think a lot of guys. I mean, a lot of times they criticize my work ethic, but when I look in the mirror, I'm like, man, I'm chiseled. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what I'm saying? You can't look like this. You can't look like this if you don't work hard, man. So, you know what I'm saying? I've always been one of the biggest, fastest guys on the field. The Lord blesses you with so much, but a lot of it,
you got to work at it.
You got to work at it. You got to work on making your blessings a tool. So, I work pretty hard.
Now, you mentioned trying to become great. I'm sure one of the reasons you came, you mentioned it before, was Coach Pope. He's developed a lot of tight ends here. what do you hope to work with Coach Pope, and was he a big part in you coming here?
He's a great part. I mean, we sat down on my visit, and we were able to just talk for 2 hours about life at the table. You know, a little football, a little bit of life. And at lunch, we just sat down and we just talked. And that's something I always wanted in a coach. You want a coach where you can sit down and talk to him, whether it's about football, whatever, you could do to develop the relationship with him where it makes you play even harder for him because you're like, hey, I can't let you down, coach, you know. So, man, and then 70 years of life, you know. Probably
he's seen a lot.
Yeah,
man.
Seen a lot, probably 50 of those in football. So you get a guy like that, and, I mean, I'm a young guy. I mean, he's been coaching football longer than I've been born, you know. So – I mean, just talking about the guy he worked with, Shockey, Bavaro. I mean, so many guys from history that I didn't get to grow up to see play that he's coached. So I'm super excited about working with him.
Yeah, I would definitely get a feel for Mark Bavaro. He's kind of a tight end cult hero among Giant fans.
Yes.
And they talk about tight ends, everything's Mark Bavaro.
Yeah.
So that's a guy you should definitely take a look at. We'll take a couple more calls with Martellus. Let's go to Mike in Beacon, New York. Mike, good morning.
Hey, Martellus, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Mike?
Good. My last name is Bennett, so, you know, this is fantastic.
My brother's Michael Bennett plays for the defensive end for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I know. I've been living off his name my whole life.
Is that how you get into the parties?
Exactly. I just want to tell you, my daughter, for her brother's birthday the other day, turned 25, she ordered one of the first Bennett jerseys so that he can run around with that on all day.
Oh, sweet. They have those already? I'm going to have to order some for my family.
Yeah, there you go. So we beat you to it. Listen,
yeah.
First of all, it's fantastic that you were available because the Giants, even though they won the Super Bowl, they certainly needed a tight end after what happened to their two tight ends in the Super Bowl. So you must feel like you hit the bottom of the rainbow here, the pot of gold, because it seems like a perfect match between you and the Giants.
Yeah, it did. We had my agent. They were other teams. He was talking to other teams, but we just felt like this was the best fit, best situation for us. So actually, me and the wife was watching the Super Bowl in the house, and when Ballard and then Beckham both went down, I was like, we could be Giants next year. That's kind of crazy. It's like the Lord was telling me that he wants me to be a Giant. So it's just crazy that it actually worked out that way.
All right, 201-939-4513. Thanks for the call. Bill's in New York. Bill, what's up, pal?
Hey, how you doing, my dog?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, I just want to let you know that I'm very, very happy that you're on the Giants. Mm-hmm. Big time Giants fan. Nice to have a good tight end on the team.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I just want to just ask you, what do you think it's going to be like for you playing in New York with the media and the New York fans, and just what it's going to be like as opposed to Dallas?
It's going to be Lynn Sanity. I'm just joking.
about the thing, Marty Sanity. We could have Marty Mania. How about
Telosity.
That? Oh, okay. That's
Telosity,
not bad.
Telosity. But I don't know. I'm not really worried about the media. Every time we came here, the fans have been awesome when we played against y'all. And I'm excited playing for y'all because y'all get excited, y'all crunk, and it's upbeat. So I really enjoy that. And I'm not really worried. The media is not something I really worry about. You know, so I'm just worried about the football side of things. So I'm just looking forward to being out here and playing for you guys, you know, so that I can have some great fans in New York. And I love this city. So
have you had a chance to kind of get around downtown Manhattan and kind of hang out and see what's up?
No, I haven't. I've been wearing the same pair of pants for almost 5 days now because my none of my stuff has made it in yet.
Oh, no. What happened?
I had no car. I'm driving this little Chevy Cruiser. I could barely fit in. I was taking a taxi for the first 5 days I was coming up here, you know, and my wife got here, so I was like, oh, I need to get a rental car so she go get some things. So, I mean, it just haven't been delivered yet.
All right, two more calls. Let's go to Artie in Brooklyn. Artie, good morning.
Yeah, how you doing, Michael?
Doing well. How are you?
Yeah, good. I just have two questions to ask you. Number one, what do you feel better being called a New York Giant or Dallas Cowboy?
I feel better being called a New York Giant.
Yeah.
Right answer.
I think this blue looks better on my skin tone. It brings out the color of my eyes.
And do you think you're as good as Graham or Gronkowski? You could be as good as that?
Yeah, better. I could be better than that.
Love the confidence. Love the confidence.
I just feel like they have a lot more opportunities than me, and I love watching both those guys play. I have all their tapes. I watch every tight end in the NFL. So.
Is there someone that you grew up kind of saying, this is a guy that I want to emulate, this is a guy that I like watching?
Weird, I like Shannon Sharp, and I grew up watching Shockey, which is weird because when I met him, you know, I met him when the Saints won the Super Bowl. I was at the ESPYs or whatever, and he's just a fun guy. So
Jeremy Shockey's a character. There's no question about that.
I like him.
201-939-4513. Final call of the morning. Let's go to Mike in Union, New Jersey. Mike, good morning.
How you doing?
What's up?
How you doing, Marcellus?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm sorry, Marcellus. I just want to first congratulate you on becoming a New York Giant. I'm pretty sure the fans here, you know, will definitely embrace you playing for our team. And my question for you is, do you feel as though we're gonna have you in a better system here as far as, like, you know, how we use our tight ends versus how they did it over there in Dallas?
I think the Dallas uses the tight end very well, but I think that the fact is it was more of a one tight end type passing oriented. They use three receivers, one tight end in the passing game. So, I mean, when you need that one tight end, I think any system is good for you. You know what I'm saying? So, I think this system would be perfect for me and the things they would ask me. I think there's some things that I can do that they don't know that I could do yet that will even open more doors for me here.
And you got to love it, too. You got Victor Cruz on one outside spot. You got Hakeem Nicks on the other one. You know they're going to see a lot of double teams, which means that seam is going to be, you know, there's going to be some space in that seam for you.
Yeah, I love running down the middle. I didn't get to do a lot of that last year. I mean, my rookie year when I came in, that's all I did, you know, just run down the seam, catch deep balls, whatever. I didn't really get to do that over the last couple of years. I don't know why, but I actually enjoy going. I think the seam route, I mean, with a good quarterback, the seam route is the toughest. You see it with Graham and you see it with Gronkowski and you see it with a lot of those guys because with the safety, I mean, if he's over top his back shoulder, if he's side by side jump ball, you can throw it past him. So it's just if you get on a good page with you get on the right page with the quarterback, it's unstoppable.
And against that cover too, you get in between that nice little bubble between the linebackers and the safety.
Yeah, because you know the whole thing about the linebackers is getting deeper than them, so they don't know when you break in or whatever. Because most of them oblivious to what's going on anyway.
And with your height, you can easily go over the top on them anyway.
Yeah, I dunk on everybody.
Now you do have basketball experience. You played 2 years at Texas A&M, right? How much do you think that helped you?
I actually came out for the NBA out of high school. You know?
Oh,
so
okay.
So I worked out for like the Supersonics and the Grizzlies and a bunch of teams when I came out of high school. But then my mom's a teacher. She talked me into going to college. So when I went to college, I was only going to play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to play football when I got there. I was going to play 1 year basketball because they told me I was going to be a second-round pick in the NBA. If I go back 1 year basketball, I could move up to a first-round pick. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to play 1 year basketball and go back to the NBA draft. So I was the number one player in the country in football. Actually, me and Kenny Phillips played in the same All-American game.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
interesting.
It's like 30 of us in the NFL that played in that game. So,
wow.
So
what made you make the switch then when you got to college?
I love playing football. You know, I was really just like, I'm about to get paid, go play some basketball. I love playing basketball. I love playing both sports. You know, I was 17, you know, so I was just like, oh, 18, I could be in the NBA, whatever. But when I got there, Coach Francione, he's like, oh, just, you know, because I signed a football scholarship. He's like, oh, we need you to come here. And my brother was on the team, me and my brother 1 year apart. So he's like, man, just come play this year. So I went over there and we played, and I really loved playing football from the beginning. So I was like, okay, I'll play football too. I'll just do both again. But then I got back to basketball after going, because in high school, I go play football, then go to the gym with my dad or whatever and play basketball all day. College, I couldn't do that. I had to go to class. So I had to read books, you know. So I didn't really get to work on my game. By the time I got back to basketball season, I was so far behind everyone. You know, it took me months just to catch up before I got any of my game back because of all the lifting and everything I was doing and going to class and the spring training and everything like that. So I just ended up staying football. I quit basketball my sophomore year and just like, hey, I'm just playing football.
Now, I'm not sure if fans can hear it, but I can see it in your body language. You were just chomping at the bit to get going on Monday when all the guys are back in New York.
Oh, man, I know they're tired of seeing me around here. I'm super excited. Like, man, it's like the best part of life right now. I'm just super excited about everything that's going on in my life. I think I couldn't be in a better situation. You know, those times in Dallas where I was pretty miserable, you know, just because of the position I was put in. It's nothing to do with the organization. It's a great organization, great team. But as a competitor, you want the ball. I want the ball. You know, I want to play. I don't want to come out the game. You know,
you want to help the team win.
I
want
to help the team
catching balls, right?
Or blocking, wherever
right.
it is. If you ask me to block 60 times a game and we running the ball, my Bradshaw's has 300 yards rushing. Cause when DeMarco Murray ran for 260 or whatever, I had like 16 knockdowns. You know, so I'm like, come on, you know. So I'm super excited to be part of. I feel wanted and feel like I'm part of something and not just there. You know.
Now, final question interview. This is probably the most important one, so I want you to listen carefully. Have you talked to the kitchen staff about getting some Captain Crunch put into the cereal section in the quarter?
I haven't. I've recently, over the years, I became lactose intolerant.
Oh, is that true?
So I can't really drink milk anymore. My wife like, oh, why don't you get soy milk? Because I was like, I don't want no soy milk. That's not 2% of nothing. So actually, I do eat it dry from time to time. So I will ask them for that. So, I mean, I'm just excited about being here, man. So.
Marty B, we appreciate it, man. Thank you very much. Great stuff. We're going to have a lot of fun this year. Welcome to New York, and best of luck. We look forward to seeing you get working on Monday.
All right, thank you.
That's Giants' newest tight end, rather, Martellus Bennett. We thank you for joining us on Big Blue Kickoff Live, and he is going to split out a wideout. He just heard him say that in the background. We thank Marty for joining us here on Giants.com. And everybody, thanks for joining us. Big Blue Kickoff Live comes your way every morning from 10 to 10:30 on Giants.com. For Martellus Bennett, I'm John Schmelk. We'll catch you next time.